Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Grand Transitions, How the Modern World Was Made by Vaclav Smil surveys the deep structural changes that turned a largely agrarian, low-energy world into the high-throughput civilization of today. Smil is known for examining history through measurable realities such as energy, materials, food production, transport, and technological systems, and this book continues that evidence-driven approach. Rather than telling a single story of inventions or political events, it focuses on linked transitions that unfolded over centuries and accelerated after 1800, including shifts in energy sources, industrial production, urban life, and global interdependence. The emphasis is on scale, pace, and constraints. What had to change first, what could not be rushed, and what trade-offs accompanied each gain in capability. Readers can expect a framework for understanding why modern living standards emerged unevenly, why certain technologies became dominant, and why future transitions will be shaped by physical limits as much as by policy or ambition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, energy transitions as the engine of modernity. A central theme is that modern society is built on step changes in how energy is captured, converted, and delivered. The move from traditional biomass to coal, then to oil and natural gas, enabled vastly higher energy density and more reliable power for factories, transport, heating, and later electricity networks. Smil commonly stresses that these shifts were not instant revolutions but long overlapping substitutions in which old and new fuels coexisted for decades. He highlights how energy transitions reshape everything else: the design of machines, the location of industry, the growth of cities, and the expansion of trade. The book also draws attention to the infrastructure commitment that comes with new energy systems, including mines, wells, refineries, pipelines, grids, and engines, which creates momentum and lock-in. Understanding these dynamics helps explain why decarbonization is difficult. Energy is embedded in materials production, agriculture, logistics, and household consumption. The topic encourages readers to see energy not as a background variable, but as a measurable foundation for economic output, social change, and geopolitical power. Secondly, the industrialization of materials and the built world. Modern life depends on a massive expansion in the production of key materials, especially iron and steel, cement, chemicals, and later plastics and advanced alloys. This topic connects industrial capability to the physical transformation of landscapes, railways, bridges, ports, pipelines, power plants, factories, and dense urban housing. Smil is known for emphasizing quantities and flows, so the reader is guided to think in terms of tonnage, process efficiency, and the energy cost of making materials. The shift from small-scale craft production to standardized industrial outputs allowed durable infrastructure and mass-manufactured goods, but it also increased extraction, waste, and pollution. The book situates major technological improvements, such as better furnaces, mechanized mining, and chemical synthesis within wider systems of supply chains and transportation. It also illustrates how material abundance changed everyday expectations, from sanitation to lighting to the availability of consumer products. Seeing industrialization through materials clarifies why infrastructure modernization is slow and expensive, why maintenance matters, and why any future transition must confront the continued demand for steel, cement, and chemicals in housing, mobility, and resilient public works. Thirdly, food, fertilizers, and the transformation of agriculture. Another grand transition is the shift from land and labor-constrained farming to high-yield agriculture supported by machinery, improved plant varieties, irrigation, and synthetic fertilizers. Smil often argues that feeding modern populations is inseparable from energy and chemistry. Tractors and pumps require fuel, nitrogen fertilizer depends on. The book frames agricultural change as both a triumph and a source of new vulnerabilities. Higher yields reduced famine risk in many regions and freed labor for industry and services, accelerating urbanization. At the same time, intensive farming increased dependence on external inputs, concentrated animal production, and environmental pressures such as nutrient runoff, soil degradation, and water stress. The topic also explains why population growth and rising diets could occur together, and why disparities remain between regions that adopted high input systems and those that did not. By linking calories, inputs, and logistics, the reader gains a practical understanding of food security as a systems problem rather than a simple question of land area or farming tradition. Fourthly, mobility, trade, and the compression of distance. Modernity required the ability to move people, raw materials, and finished goods quickly, reliably, and cheaply. This topic follows the transition from animal and sail-based transport to railways, steamships, automobiles, trucking, aviation, and container shipping. Smil typically emphasizes that transport improvements are multiplicative. they enlarge markets, enable specialization, and make large-scale industry feasible by coordinating inputs and distribution. The book highlights how transport and energy systems co-evolved, with coal powering early rail and steam navigation and petroleum becoming central to road and air mobility. It also considers the infrastructure and organizational breakthroughs that made mobility efficient, including standardized parts, paved roads, ports, canals, scheduling, and global logistics. The compression of distance reshaped daily life through commuting, tourism, and rapid communication tied to physical networks. It also increased exposure to global shocks as supply chains stretched and dependencies deepened. Readers come away with a clearer picture of why globalization is grounded in ports, ships, fuel, and warehouses, and why changing mobility patterns has major implications for emissions, land use, and economic resilience. Lastly, the pace of change, uneven development, and future constraints. A defining feature of grand transitions is their uneven timing across countries and social groups. Smile often challenges simplistic narratives of linear progress by showing that adoption rates vary, bottlenecks persist, and some improvements depend on prior infrastructure and institutional capacity. The book encourages readers to distinguish between invention and deployment. Breakthroughs matter less than the ability to scale production, train workers, build networks, and maintain systems over time. This topic also addresses limits and trade-offs, including environmental impacts, resource intensity, and the inertia created by sunk costs in factories, vehicles, and buildings. Rather than forecasting in a narrow sense, the framework helps readers evaluate claims about rapid transformation by asking what must physically change and how long that typically change and how long that typically takes. It also illuminates why modern standards of living are difficult to replicate everywhere at current material and energy costs. By grounding discussion in constraints, the book equips readers to think more clearly about energy transitions, climate goals, and technology optimism, emphasizing realistic pathways that account for scale, reliability, and affordability. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to understand how the modern world was built from the ground up, including students of history, economics, engineering, sustainability, and public policy. It is also valuable for executives, analysts, and informed citizens who regularly hear bold claims about rapid technological disruption but want a clearer sense of what large-scale change actually requires. The benefit to a reader's life is perspective. By seeing modern comfort and productivity as outcomes of energy, materials, food systems, and logistics, you gain a practical lens for evaluating news about climate action, infrastructure spending, supply chain risk, and innovation. You also become better at separating what is desirable from what is feasible on realistic timelines. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on politics, personalities, or a single sector, Smile's approach stands out for its integrative systems view and its insistence on physical and quantitative realities. It is worth buying if you want a coherent, evidence-oriented map of the transitions behind modern living standards and a grounded way to think about what the next transitions will demand. If you would like to support Vaclav Smile, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.